Hi there. The word for today is discover who you're called to reach. In Acts 2 verse 8 we read, "How is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?" On the day that the church was birthed, here's how the Bible records it, and I quote, "All of the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, 'Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?' Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?'" The question, "What does this mean?" indicates that God loves and uses all kinds of people. Gypsies and cowboys, bikers and academics, single parents and well-heeled executives. It also tells us that when we're filled with God's Spirit, He has equipped each of us to reach a specific kind of person. So let me ask you two questions. Number one, who do you find it easy to talk to? Teenagers, drug addicts, the elderly? You may be tongue-tied around children, but eloquent with executives. No problem. That's how God designed you. Here's a second question. Who do you feel the most compassion for? God doesn't burden each of us equally. Psalm 33 verse 15 says He fashions our hearts individually. So, what makes your heart break and your pulse race? When you see the homeless, or victims of the sex trade, the newly bereaved, or the divorced? In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others." So, the word for you today is discover who you're called to reach, and reach out to them with God's love.